The day after the dedication, Salvation Army Communications Director Jenny Ragland stands in the 4,500-square-foot gymnasium of the Anchorage Corps new community center. Six basketball hoops hover above a floor made from the same durable material used in bush schools. Bleachers for about 70 people line one wall. A kitchen is at one end, and on the opposite side, an exercise room, complete with a dance bar along one wall and full-length mirrors on the other. Ragland says the new center will serve two important aspects of the Salvation Army's mission. First, helping rebuild lives, but also heading off negative choices.
Not really always just focused toward addressing community issues, but offering opportunities for people to come and to be engaged in positive, productive activities, helping them make healthy choices, offering character building programs that will give them the tools they need to be successful. And maybe then they won't require the other services that we're already in the business of providing.
Ragland sees the Salvation Army's new center as part of an overall community effort.
Not necessarily dealing with anything different than they're seeing at Fairview or at Central Lutheran or Spinard Rec Center, but simply providing support to increase the capacity in our community to look at those very same issues and address things from a positive standpoint.
That positive standpoint can, but need not, contain a religious element. That separation is also true for other Salvation Army programs, such as the nearby McKinnell House Shelter for Families, or its Clitheroe Center for Alcohol and Substance Abuse. Salvation Army Lieutenant Ryan Miller is the center director. He says the first activities begin this month.
We're looking at starting open gym for basketball or volleyball, starting probably about June 1st for a couple hours each day. And we're going to have a day camp during the month of July. We'll be doing different activities, recreational programs, field trips, crafts, and just lots of fun. When school starts, we will kick off with our main programs. We'll have an after-school recreational program and open community center times as well.
The new two-story, 18,000-square-foot-plus center is located at 1701 C Street. When fully operational, it will offer a variety of activities, such as a computer lab for tutoring and job seeking, a children's library, music programs, youth groups, and classes for adults like tenant-landlord relationships or family budgeting. Ragland says some activities will expand current ones.
We have seniors who eat a wonderful lunch next door in the McKinnell dining room. They're going to be able to come here and have their lunch here 2 days a week, and then we'll have a light exercise class that they can participate in. So a chance to really engage and offer services for a whole range of ages in our community.
Like other community centers, Miller says many of the programs will depend upon volunteers.
We're always in need of volunteers to help out, as well as funding for scholarships, so we can keep it low cost for everyone involved.
As an additional fundraiser and community service, the center's gymnasium, auditorium, meeting rooms, kitchen, and computer lab can be rented at an hourly rate. For more information on the center and its programs, you may call 375-3583 or go to the Salvation Army website at salvationarmy.org/Alaska. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.